Stephen, let's talk about the result first. In the situation that you're in, position in the league, etc., and the pressure on this game, how big a result is that?
It's a massive result. You know, I think that we were all very clear that we needed to win tonight. There's no doubt about it. I've said for some time that it's really important that we keep our destiny in our own hands, and we did that tonight. You know, I was so proud of the players tonight. You know, that was a phenomenal performance. You can talk about many things, but there was an unbelievable desire about the group. And the great thing is we showed great bravery, because it's easy in these situations to stop doing the things that we preach, to pass the ball, to play with purpose, to press with the intensity we talk about. And I thought, to a man, they were exceptional tonight. You know, I cannot praise the players enough. And of course, you know, against a really good Peterborough side, a side that hardly ever failed to score goals. And I think for us to keep a clean sheet tonight, to deny them to very few opportunities, is testament to the players' performance.
You look back at pivotal moments in games, and you've taken the lead. Just talk about the goal first. Wes Burns, a 1-2 with Bobby Grant, uses his pace, sprints clear, and 5 goals in 7 starts now.
You know, he's been a really great find for us. There's no doubt about it. He's settled into the group really well, and he's a brilliant character. He doesn't just, you know, produce goals for us. He's really bought into the work ethic of the team, and we're delighted, obviously, with him. But then, after scoring and dominating for such a long period, we then give up a penalty, which I didn't think was a penalty, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, our goalkeeper makes a wonderful save, and, you know, I think that the save pretty much epitomises Maxwell as an individual. You know, he's a brilliant character. He loves football, he loves this club, and I'm delighted for him.
Do you think, well, hopefully you will, do you think that at the end of the season you're sat on your sun lounger somewhere very exotic and you'll look back at that moment and think that's when our little bit of luck that we needed, that's when it turned for us?
Well, I don't know how exotic Leamington Spa is, but... You know, I think there's always pivotal moments. You know, we missed so many good opportunities at the weekend that you could say were pivotal moments. The point at the weekend could be a pivotal point. But of course, you know, tonight was about us winning the game. And when you're playing so well, when you get your noses in front, you know, it can be a little bit demoralising when you lose a goal in that manner. But a big save from Maxwell. I thought the back four were exceptional. Pond came back into the side tonight and I thought he was wonderful. You know, he's a great leader, he's a great person, and, you know, I think he showed why he's so important to this football club.
The second goal is the one that gave you the cushion, yeah. and you deserved it at the time. But Egert Jonsson doesn't come up with many, but when he does, they're usually important, and that was a brave header as well, wasn't it?
I think it's his third of the season, and all have been important goals. You know, he scored here... He scored down at Colchester, which was a really important goal. And obviously tonight, it was a defining goal in the game. But, you know, I thought his overall performance was great.